Hi, this is Rebecca with your weekly We Live Inspired radio podcast. And this is Friday, so that means it's time for Poetic Fridays, something that I've been doing on the blog for quite a long time now, probably for a year and a half or more, is something called Poetry in Five. And it started with a community by Lisa Jo Baker from Dayspring Network. And it's where she gives all of us writers a word of the week, and we are to write for 5 minutes on that word without really taking a lot of time to think, but just, you know, let whatever wants to come out, come out. And I gave myself, in the beginning, I started out doing just free verse, but I gave myself an extra challenge of making the 5 Minute Friday be 5 Minute Poetry days for me, because I've been writing poetry since I was very small. And when I got to be an adult, I really kind of gave up that passion of mine to do other things. So I decided when I got back to my roots of wanting to publish books and become an author and such, that I would use this Friday, since I was participating in it anyway, to write a poem so that I'm at least writing one poem per week. So it's something that I really enjoy doing. And then, like I said, I started out with free verse, and then at some point I challenged myself to take it a step further and try to do rhyming poems in 5 minutes. Once in a while, I run over the 5 minute mark and it might become a 10 minute poem. But most of these, you know, come out pretty quickly. And so today's word was friend. And I did a really interesting twist on friend, not anything that you would expect for sure. Today, it was inspired by actually some poetic influences from my childhood life. And two of the major influences with stories and poetry that you might be able to detect a little bit of a vibe from these two writers from the past. One of them is Beatrix Potter, and one of them is Lewis Carroll. And Beatrix Potter, my mom had, she used to read me some of those books, like The Tale of Peter Rabbit, of course. And then there was one about Jeremiah Fisher, or maybe it was Jeremy Fisher, the frog or the toad. And so I used to love those. And I still love Beatrix Potter, actually, as an adult. And I have the DVD called Miss Potter, and I just loved that. And I've read about her life, and she really inspires me with her creations and the types of stories that she made up about animals and living in the countryside as she did. And of course, I have a cottage of my own now, and we have a lot of wildlife here. We have wild rabbits and baby bunnies that are born a lot, and chipmunks and birds and deer and squirrel and, you know, all kinds of little friends outside. Plus, we have a lot of flowers. We have actually a pretty wide variety of flowers, many of them English garden type of flowers. So in a way, it's just so poetic to me because it's something I used to dream about when I was little. And now it's like I get to have a little bit of that experience myself. And so that's part of where this inspiration is coming from. And then also, I used to listen to Alice in Wonderland. I used to love this movie. I think it's like a 1970s or 80s rendition of it that had a lot of really famous, great actors and actresses, like Sammy Davis Jr. was in there. Carol Channing was in that one. Oh my, I can't even think off the top of my head of all of the characters that were in there singing and performing. It was like a theatrical production of Alice in Wonderland, really. And I have that DVD, and sometime I'll share that on the website. But it's just something that I really love. And I remember this poem about the walrus and the carpenter, I think it was called, and several other Lewis Carroll type poems in that movie. And I hope that you'll see a little bit of a correlation, because I felt like part of what I wrote today was inspired by either Beatrix Potter or Lewis Carroll. But anyway, so let's get to my poem and to the twist on friend. Because it's actually called The Tale of Sir Edward Daffodil. So you're probably wondering, okay, what on earth, how did she take the word friend today and make this into something about Sir Edward Daffodil? So, The Tale of Sir Edward Daffodil, or Why Friendship is Important. Said the snowdrop to her dearest friend, "I am so glad you're here. To be alone in this frigid cold would surely be horrid, my dear." The winter wind whipped as it turned to spring, and we were but covered in snow. But at least we didn't go it alone. It helps to have friends, you know. Said the second snowdrop to the first, "Well said, I must concur. A pair of us is better than one, and more pleasant, as it were. Did you see Sir Edward Daffodil with his regal golden crown? He may be rich, but alone he was, and the wind knocked him clean down." "Aye," said the snowdrop to her friend, "'twas such a tragedy. We may be small and not as grand, but thank goodness we have we." And they stood with bowed heads in the evening sun, as if in silent prayer, for the gift of friendship that kept them warm through the storms and the cold winter air. And that is the end of today's poem. Now, you're probably wondering about the inspiration behind this poem, and it's actually based on a true story. Of course, my flowers aren't really talking, or are they? But a true story from my garden. I took a photo, and you can see the photos that go with this poem. I really suggest going to the blog, hopping over to weliveinspired.com to check this out, because it's cooler with the photos, I think. But there was a pair of snowdrops that were growing in the yard. It was my first spring at the cottage this year, early spring, discovering, you know, all the winter and spring flowers that were coming up. And there was a pair of snowdrops coming up by a slab of cement. And I took a photo of them because I thought it was just so unique. Something inspired me to see these two delicate, the contrast, you know, of the two delicate snowdrops beside a slab of cement. And then maybe like a foot or two away from the snowdrops, there is a daffodil. So they were pointed toward this daffodil. So it's kind of like I could see this conversation going on in my head with looking at the pictures from my garden. But the daffodil sadly did not make it through the storm. It only lasted about 2 days. It was beautiful. But then we had some more snow and some ice, and it was not cleaned down, just like the poem says. And I had to bring Mr. Daffodil in, and then I ended up pressing him for my garden scrapbook so that he didn't go to waste. But so that was partly what inspired the poem, but actually what inspired it from the get-go was a scripture verse I remembered in my head, but I only remembered the partial verse. I remembered a verse about something that said, two people are better off than one, and if one person falls, the other can, you know, help his friend. And so that was going through my head too. And the Spirit works in really cool ways, because I actually had to Google that scripture because I didn't know where it was found in the Bible. And when I looked it up online, the full passage from Ecclesiastes 4, 8 through 11, it goes so much with the story that I ended up writing about the tale of Sir Edward Daffodil. And I'm going to read that to you just so you can see the correlation, because I thought it was really interesting. "This is the case of a man who is all alone, without a child or a brother, yet who works hard to gain as much wealth as he can. But then he asks himself, 'Who am I working for? Why am I giving up so much pleasure now? It is all so meaningless and depressing. Two people are better off than one, for they can help each other succeed. If one person falls, the other can reach out and help. But someone who falls alone is in real trouble. Likewise, two people lying close together can keep each other warm, but how can one be warm alone?'" So there you have it. And it goes well, I thought, with today's poem. But I do want to point out that we're never really alone. Even when we are physically alone, we are never really alone. We always have company with us, with the Spirit. So I do have some questions I want to leave you with. What do you think the names of the two snowdrops should be? You know, we have Sir Edward Daffodil, but I didn't name the two snowdrop friends, so I picture them being two ladies. I would love to hear comments from you if you have ideas of what they called each other. And also, what about the friends of yours who have been through the storms and winters of your life? Who is that friend that you're grateful for that's by your side through thick and thin? These are some thoughts to think about. I would love to hear comments if you come over to weliveinspired.com, and you can click on the moon for my poetry. Click the moon for my Inspired Poetry by Rebecca. It's on my right sidebar, and just look for the tale of Sir Edward Daffodil. I have to go. The time is running short. Thank you for being with me this week.